The rule of law stands in the peculiar state of being the preeminent legitimating political ideal in the world of today without any agreement upon precisely what it means. The complicated things further the scholarly debate about the concept of rule of law, its past and present, as well as most important its future, engages political scientists, philosophers, historians, and lawyers trying to understand better both the definition and the limitation of the notion which may seem universal and indisputable to the layman. It still proves itself highly problematic to the theorist. A striking disjunction exists between the theoretical discourse on the rule of law and the political and public discourse on the rule of law. Some believe that the rule of law includes protection on individual rights. Some think that democracy is part of the rule of law. Some not. Some believe that the rule of law includes protection of individuals' rights, and some do not. One can think that the rule of law is purely formal in nature, or, on the contrary, that the rule of law is substantial, encompassing the social, economic, educational, cultural conditions under which people's legitimate aspiration and dignity may be realized. It's only after two decades the former communist countries in Central and Southeastern Europe have accessed to the European Union. It was not only because the social and political transformation happened very fast, but also because of the unquestionable role this project of international non-governmental organization have had in establishing the rule of law within the part of the world. I believe that the lack of respect for law on justice, as well as the proliferation of the theft and improbity in general, cannot be solved only by president, by government, or by parliament, not even by court of law, police, or jails. It has proved that private property and the democracy are not sufficient. The lack of a profound respect or trust in a fair or legal horizon is still great and profound rooted in collective mentality. And in the family, the school, the church, the opinion of street, of the village, of the neighborhood will not intervene, this dangerous reality could not be changed. 5 years ago, I was elected a member of the board of directors of the World Justice Forum, a multidisciplinary world forum on the rule of law where jurists and all over the world work together with personalities of different domains, clergy, professors, doctors, journalists, engineers, architects, leaders from governmental sphere, from civil society, and from business milieu. I wish to believe with all my heart that involving as many representatives of the academic environment and of the civil society as possible, and the debate initiated by the World Academy of Arts of Science will actualize an enlargement of the rule of law and will allow people to live in a better and safer world. Thank you.